Hey everyone, it's Michelle Williams, and I love being able to share my story with you on my podcast, Checking In with Michelle Williams, where my guests and I, we get real as we share the ups and downs of our mental health journeys, and I'd love for you to join me. Hey, it's going to be your church and your turn up. So listen to Checking In with Michelle Williams every Tuesday, a part of the Black Effect on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Sports Rage with Gabe Morenci.
Rage all you want.
Level two, this is Sports Rage. I am Gabe Morenci, the principal players, the hustlers, the people in the bustler, and everybody else in between, throwing it down. Sunday night sports mass. Let's do this thing. Late night craziness. Gotta love it. Late night. Why the hell did they start this game so late anyway? So you gotta wonder, did anyone... anybody ever consider that? Like, why are you starting a sporting event at 11 o'clock Eastern? And I thought actually it played into Vancouver's, it was like Vancouver's advantage a little bit. You know what I mean? They're a West Coast team, right? Although they've been in the bubble for a little while right now. As somebody that spends, you know, East Coast, West Coast, yeah, you sort of, you never really get used to it. You know, you know what time it is. You know what I mean? Like, you know what time it is. Like, right now, it's late for these Kansas City guys. It's not as late for the Vancouver guys. Like, the Vancouver guys in Orlando, but it's in their mind, they know. They're like, well, it's really only, like, you know, it's really only 10 o'clock. Like, they're playing. It's amazing to me. They're playing soccer. And we got big man on campus here with us. They're playing soccer, big man, at 1 in the morning. Like, why are they doing this?
Yeah, that's pretty amazing. I didn't really think about
you
that.
Think about it. Why are we playing right now? Yeah. I like it, but why? You guys are insane.
Yeah, I didn't really understand. Like, why not start, like, the first game at, like, 6 and, like, the next game at, like, 9? I think that would have been better. But, yeah, I didn't really think about that. I guess it is 1 o'clock Eastern in Orlando right now. Yeah, that's – I don't think these guys have ever played that late, probably, in their careers.
They haven't, in fact.
Because you think about it, high school –
yeah. They said that it was Sporting Kansas City, that this is the latest that they've ever played in franchise history. Yeah, by fact. Right? You know what I mean? And like you said, even in high school, these guys, like I said, a little bit of an advantage.
Yeah.
Caps. All right. I think we're almost there. We're almost there. Sporting Kansas City has had, like, I don't know, 92 near misses. You can see the frustration.
Yeah, I'm feeling good about
on the players' faces. Like, you really can. They're tired. They look angry. And they're getting injured all over the place. They're dropping like flies all over the place. This is crazy, crazy stuff. We could have penalty kicks. Penalty kicks. All right, Sports Rage late night. MLS, NBA, and more. Bring it.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Hey everyone, it's Michelle Williams, and I love being able to share my story with you on my podcast, Checking In with Michelle Williams, where my guests and I get real as we share the ups and downs of our mental health journeys, and I'd love for you to join me. I'm still on my own journey, but I want to be transparent with you because as I was posting all the highlights of my life on social media, I was breaking down. And too many people fall victim to the picture-perfect image of the high life, so I created a space to discuss the good and the bad. We can laugh, man. We gonna learn, and most of all, I hope to inspire you to go on this journey with me to better mental health. This is gonna be your church, your turn-up, and everything in between. So join me on my podcast, Checking In with Michelle Williams, a safe space for every kind of person. Listen to Checking In with Michelle Williams every Tuesday, a part of the Black Effect on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Rage it up.
Sports Rage with Gabe Morenci.
Rage all you want.
Sports Rage late night. We got late night penalty kicks. Let's do this. great performance by the Vancouver netminder tonight. Hassel, this kid, Canadian kid, developmental squad, stepped up, four stringer, and he just had a little grin on his face. It's funny. He was talking with his teammates. He said, man, he looked young. He just looked like a kid. He's having all the Whitecaps, as expected, big man. The Whitecaps were all like high-fiving each other before right now. And Sporting Kansas City, they look angry and tired. Like, they're frustrated. Man, we can get off, like, to a quick start here in his penalty kicks. KC could really unravel. So I think everyone's watching this.
Listen, God.
Different times. So, yeah, you're a little ahead of me, I guess. And here we go.
Come on. Are you kidding me with this?
First kick
great
up.
Great penalty, but... Ugh.
That's one thing I hate when everyone. Vancouver's first penalty kick, they put it off the goalpost.
I mean, that was just a really. I mean, that was a great idea. It was just too far to the left. Come on, kid.
Right.
That might be it.
Over before it started.
I mean,
over.
Polito's not going to miss.
Over, I mean, over before easy. It started. Well, we're gonna have to get lucky, right? We're gonna have to get, lucky.
Yeah.
So yeah, the MLS tournament continues to play on. NBA basketball is back on Thursday night. So we're gonna get into the NBA a lot throughout this week, and obviously, oh God, hate that. You just rolled it in.
I mean, that was a nice penalty there.
Yeah, that was some class there. He screwed the kid. He did like a little weird jump stuff. He did like a little weird jump.
Beautiful.
Gonna have to come up with a save.
Yeah, a little stutter step.
You shouldn't be allowed to do that.
Yeah, we're gonna have to get a. Yeah, it's kind of lame.
He did it in one motion though. He didn't stop but he sort of hopped and kicked, and it's legal. It was slick.
Wow. He got his hand on that. The Whitecaps, when they shot, he got his hand on that, the goalie. Lucky that went in. I mean, Kansas City's just not missing penalties.
Sucks that first one rang off the cross, but like the goalpost. Like you said, it was a good shot, too. It wasn't like it was Aaron. Ugh.
I mean, this goalie, man, he's guessing right. It's just not getting there.
Yeah, we're gonna have to
hope they miss. We're gonna have to hope they elevate one and just hop it over the bar or something. That was a good. He almost saved that game. Wow.
Ugh. Yeah, he does. He guessed right. He went the right way. I know.
He got his hand on. All right, this is over. We're done.
Well. The better side was Kansas City. It's frustrating. Too bad to get this far, Vancouver. to get this far. The first one off the goalpost.
Now.
You know, what are you gonna do? Like, you know what I mean? We talked about putting the pressure on Kansas City and scoring first. That didn't happen. It happened the other way around, and what are you gonna do?
Yeah, I mean, they scored when it mattered most at the end in penalty kicks. But what are you going to do? We lose more money in the MLS. Surprise.
Yeah, it's frustrating that was a crap-ass kick from Vancouver right there, I know. It's frustrating. I just gave back a little bit of the... Yeah, I didn't have a good night tonight. The TFC game, dude, they were terrible TFC tonight. Akinola didn't play. They didn't put Altidore in until like the last 30 minutes. Very, very frustrating. Frustrating night tonight in the MLS. I've been on a nice run. Whatever.
Gabe. Got a shot here. He just saved it. All right. One more save. We're not dead yet.
Not fully dead yet. We're in the hospital.
No, almost. Yeah, we got a bullet and we're in critical condition, but we're not dead.
Like you said, this kid. Oh, big save. Up to Vancouver.
Good.
He's been guessing and stuff properly. I know. He nearly got the other one, too. That was a nice save here.
I mean, yikes. Vancouver got now it's definitely over. Vancouver missed again. I mean, are you kidding me with this? This is just laughable. How do you miss three penalty kicks? And they're not even good attempts. What the hell is this? This is awful. Who teaches these kids to shoot penalties? My God, Gabe, this is bad.
How do you, like you said, I understand missing one. Like, you know what I mean? All right, maybe two.
Not even close.
Like, all right, miss one and a save. But, like, the last one was a stupid, like, I would have saved it. And what the hell is that? Like, it's slow motion. No, like you said.
Right,
like,
at the keepers.
I mean, come on, guys. After all this, this is what you got? Like you said, like, I would have stopped that big. Like, these, they're pathetic, these attempts.
Yeah, I mean, this is what you get, though, in the MLS. I mean, just horrible.
I mean, not even close.
Game over. Night-night, Vancouver. See you later.
You know what? I was going to jump in on...
Those are good penalties.
Los Angeles Dodgers have something going on. What the hell's going on tonight? What is there, sports 24 hours today or something? Is it 24-hour day?
Yeah, what's that game start? When did that game start? 11 o'clock Eastern?
Like, I don't know what the hell's going on. Like, it's, we're in bizarro world here.
You can bet the Houston Dash and the Chicago Red Stars. That game's live. Oh no, it isn't. Never mind. It's a replay.
Yeah, I think today one of these days where I gotta pack it in. It's like yeah.
Remember we talked about that, Gabe? Did you make your 200 today?
No, I lost it. I was 3 days in a row. I was on plan. It worked. And tonight's the first one. I lost the TFC game and now got a little bit of it back. I lost like 300 on TFC and I think I just won like 75 or 100 back. So, no, but I'm not going to chase. It is what it is. It sucks. It's frustrating. But, you know, what are you going to do? Like I said, the TFC game, big man. Like, I got killed because I had the under 2.5 and 3.5. And the floodgates open late. Garbage goals, stupid goals. The TFC goalie sucks. And it was a frustrating night tonight. Yeah. In the MLS.
That was one of my concerns with that Toronto game. You know, just their defense. I just don't really like it that much. And then, you know, Akinola doesn't play. I mean, I don't believe Altidore played either. I mean, you're already without him.
30 minutes.
He ended up
30 minutes
in.
He played.
Yeah, but
but not much. 25 minutes. He didn't really do it.
You don't
it was
have,
too late.
I mean, Akinola is your guy up front. That's just, I mean, but that's what Toronto FC, I mean, they struggled against the Revolution, and then, you know, today they struggled as well. I mean, they didn't get a goal until the 87th minute. It's not good enough.
Oh, even Montreal scored 3 goals on them. So the next game's up. San Jose Earthquakes have been an interesting team, actually. They play a crazy style, man. Like, they literally bring everyone up. Like, when they're on offense, they have 10 guys in your box. It's nuts. San Jose plus 100. Salt Lake are plus 230. Draw plus 250. And so tomorrow night, actually, big man's going to be a fun one. Seattle Sounders and LAFC. We had to sweat it out a little bit that last 3.5. What do you think? Are you going to go back to the well here? Seattle haven't really impressed me, actually. They haven't been great in this tournament so far. The over-under 2.5 is minus 225 to the over. The 3.5 is plus 112 to the over, big man. LAFC game.
Yeah, I'm going over again. Not going off anything. I still think the Sounders can go forward. Ladera's a really good player going forward. Yeah, I mean, we know how bad the defense is for LAFC. Seattle put 3 behind Vancouver. Yeah, I'll go back to the over. 3-2, 2-2, something like that.
Big man on campus. Always a pleasure, my man.
All right. Talk to you later in a week, buddy. Thanks.
Sports Rage Late Night.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Have you written a book and need some insight into what comes next?
Or are you passionate about cooking
and want to know how to make it your career.
Or maybe you just want to hear insider stories about the entertainment industry. Either way, we've got you covered with the Two Guys from Hollywood podcast. I'm Alan Nevins, a literary agent and talent manager.
And I'm Joey Santos, a columnist and celebrity chef. And on our podcast, Two Guys from Hollywood, we bring our expertise to the table with, of course, delicious cocktails and all kinds of recipes for you to try at home.
So grab a drink and join us. We've got a wide range of celebrity guests and Hollywood insiders to discuss pop culture, publishing, and entertainment. And we'll provide you with an unfiltered and sometimes brutally honest show about Hollywood.
As we like to say, we don't dish, we serve.
Listen and follow Two Guys from Hollywood on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to podcasts. We'll talk at you soon.
You're listening to Sports Rage with Gabe Morenci.
All right, back to live action. Thanks, gang. Good job in master control, Midtown to Manhattan. This is Sports Rage. Late night, I am Gabe Morenci. Shout out to all of our radio affiliates out there. Thanks to Big Man on Campus for joining us. A heartbreaker for the Vancouver Whitecaps, losing in penalty kicks to Sporting Kansas City, although Sporting Kansas City were the better side. And, the better team won. Vancouver were lucky to get this far. So all three of the Canadian MLS teams have now been eliminated. The Montreal Impact, TFC, and the Vancouver Whitecaps. San Jose and Salt Lake tomorrow night. And a real cool one. Listen, LAFC games are always fun. We nailed the draw in the last game, the last LAFC game with Portland against the Portland Timbers. We also hit the over as well. You know, the goal scoring is going to come down a little bit just because of the intensity, their knockout games, and, you know, the managers are flipping out that even LAFC got a little bit better defensively as the tournament has gone on. All right, so let's talk about the other football. NFL football. Jamal Adams gets traded. We'll get to that in a minute. So Jamal Adams finally gets his wish. And there's a story coming from the National Football League. It was leaked. It was a memo that was given to the players from the National Football League. And I just find it's the irony of this is just too good. So basically, the National Football League is warning their players. NFL players who contract coronavirus through high-risk activities away from the team facilities will face discipline and may even be at risk of not being paid. You know what I mean? So, like, the NFL is telling players, if you get coronavirus in a strip club or a nightclub, we're not paying you. So let's go over the list of things that you're not going to get paid if you contract a coronavirus. An indoor nightclub with more than 15 people. An indoor bar with more than 15 people, other than to pick up food to go. Now I'm wondering, what are they going to do? Are you guys going to hire like a bunch of private investigators? Like, honestly, like, how are you going to track, like you're threatening players with discipline for what they do off the field. Like the National Football League, like I don't really see how the Players Association would have agreed to this. It's really none of their, you know what I mean? You're not in a bubble. So like I said, how are you going to enforce this? So you're going to follow every NFL football player everywhere he goes? And how is it like, how do you not violate this? Like, hell, I violated every one of these protocols. All right, an indoor nightclub with more than 15 people. Yeah, I was at a bar last night, and there was more than 15 people. An indoor bar with more than 15 people other than to pick up food. An indoor house party. Like I said, like, what are you going to do? You're going to hire private investigators? You're going to follow every NFL player, like, all year? An indoor house party with more than 15 people. So I guess, like, what about, Phillip Rivers? Phillip Rivers is violating the coronavirus guidelines just by being with his own family. It's like 28 of them or something. an indoor music concert or entertainment event with more than 15 people. So this is my favorite part, though. This is my favorite part. A professional sporting event. So you got to love this. This is the part that, like, I was like, gold, Jerry. So the NFL is going to allow fans at their games, right, in certain states. Like, there's going to be fans in the stadium. Yet the NFL owners know that it's so dangerous to go to a sporting event in public that they're not going to pay their players. Think about that. Like, think of the irony here and, like, how crazy that is. So basically, an NFL football player cannot go to a professional sporting event. Professional sporting event with more than 15 people in attendance. So if an NFL player goes to a sporting event, an NBA, like, you know, a college football game or something, he won't be paid. He gets corona, like, he won't be paid and face disciplinary action because it's too dangerous to go to a sporting event as the NFL allows you to go to their sporting event. Like, that's a classic case of, like, a crack dealer, like, not smoking their own product. Like, basically, the NFL is willing to let you go into the stadium, but they know it's so dangerous, they're telling their own players, if you do this and get sick, we're not going to pay you. Like, they really, like, is evil the right word? Probably. Like, they really, like, it really is insane. So you make the fans sign a waiver telling them, no, everything's fine, but you better sign a waiver. You can't sue us if you get sick and die. They tell the players, listen, you guys can't go to any sporting event because it's too dangerous and you're going to get sick and we're not going to pay you if you do. Yet they'll allow you to go to their sporting event. Think about that. Like, I bet you, like, you'll see. No one else in the media will bring this up and point this out, like, the insanity of this, like, the logic. As I stated, we know how dangerous this is, so listen, we're not going to pay you if you go there. Yet, hey, come to an NFL game. Like, it's amazing. It's amazing to me how these corporations and leagues, like, just really don't care. Like, and they're able to get away with it, right? Like, that's why they're able to do it. They're able to get away with it. So I find it comical that they won't pay a player for going to a sporting event, but they're going to allow fans to go to their sporting event. Like, how the hell does that make sense? Like, think of, like, just... It's just so, like I said, it's just evil. It's like, yeah, come to an NFL sporting event. No, it's safe. No problem. Come to an NFL game. But if you're an NFL player and you go to a sporting event, they won't pay you and they will discipline you because it's too dangerous. It really is a classic. It really is the classic case of not consuming your own product, so to speak. Yet, you know what, I read about that, and it's true. Like, you know, like, the CEO of, like, McDonald's doesn't eat McDonald's and doesn't allow his kids to eat McDonald's. The lady, there's the woman, she's the head of Pepsi Corporation. Same thing. She does not drink Pepsi. I saw an interview. They asked, she goes, no, well, you know, I don't, I drink our other fine products, she said, basically. She doesn't drink, and she doesn't allow her kids to drink Pepsi, but she's like the head of Pepsi. And, Mark Zuckerberg from Facebook basically mutes his microphone and covers his camera up whenever he's using his computer because he knows that they're listening to you because he's listening to you. So you got to love, like, it's the world that we're in right now. Like I said, companies can do this stuff because nobody cares. People are too busy worried about what Kanye West tweeted or, you know, Kim Kardashian or other stupid stuff. It's, you know, but the irony to me, I actually laughed out loud when I saw that. I was like, so you're telling players they can't go to a professional sporting event because it's too dangerous, but you're going to have fans at your professional sporting event. And, you know, I brought this up last week. Like, you notice, like, a good example is, so, like, with this fan stuff, okay? Listen, we all know it's a bad idea to have fans, okay, at a sporting event now in a state of Florida or Texas. Let's just be real, okay? Like, you know, really? Like, only a moron would think otherwise. So, well, speaking of morons, you know, the governor of the state of Texas is going to allow 50%. 50%, your stadiums are massive. So, in other words, you're going to have like 50,000 people, 100,000 people. Stadium, you're going to have like 50,000 people there. And Roger Goodell, when asked about like how, you know, about fans in the stadium this year, he said, well, you know, it's up to the local state and whatever the local state guideline is. We would never, like, you know what I mean? We just follow this local state rules and guidelines. You know, it's a cop out. You could, you know, because you suspend players all the time that don't get arrested for anything, or they get arrested and the charges are dropped, or they're found like not guilty. And you play judge, jury all the time, Goodell. Okay. And now with this COVID stuff, he just hides behind the states. Like, you know, look at like the Jets, the owner of the Jets, like, you know, whatever, dude, the guy said all kinds of like allegedly racial stuff, demeaning stuff to women. And Roger Goodell, the NFL's official response about it was, well, you'll have to ask the State Department about that. Because, you know, he's the ambassador for Trump, right, to Ireland or something. So you'll have to like, I don't know, the European Union, I think, whatever. So you'll have to ask the State Department. We have it's not nothing to do with us. He owns the team. He owns the Jets. So, yeah, it does have something to do with you. Like, the NFL will, you know, where I'm going with this, the NFL will conveniently hide behind others when it's convenient for them. God, well, that's not our responsibility, and that's not, you know what I mean? That's them. We have nothing to do with that. Yet, when it's convenient for Goodell, he'll jump all over you and, like, make up the rules as he goes along. Yeah, you took Viagra, tough. You're getting four games. Four games for you. Four games for you. Yeah, the Chargers are dropped. Too bad. Four games, right? Like, Goodell plays judge, jury, and executioner all the time until actually he has to make a tough decision. Like, the smart decision would be, and think about this, they're going to allow fans in NFL stadiums, but not in the first 8 rows. Why? Because that would be dangerous for the players. Like I said, they don't care. They don't care. They don't care. Bring it.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Rage it up. Sports Rage with Gabe Morenci. Rage all you want.
Let me get this straight. You took all the money you made franchising your name and bid it against the Harlem Globetrotters?
I thought the Generals were due. He's spinning the ball on his finger. Just take it. Take the ball. That game was fixed. They were using a freaking ladder, for God's sakes.
Sports Rage late night. I am Morenci. The show's just stuff flown by this evening. Still a little bit upset about, you know, losing money tonight. We've been on a nice roll. Thursday, Friday, Saturday, 3 days in a row of cashing. Nice profit rolling along. Tonight we got kicked in the teeth tonight, man, in the MLS with that TFC game early. We got a little bit of it back with the Caps, but then we gave a little bit back by taking the Caps to win in the penalty kicks, which you knew they weren't going to. You know what? The soccer gods were not going to allow Vancouver to advance. Like he was like, all right, I screwed with Kansas City enough tonight. All right, they were the better team. Let them win. All right. So we're just talking about that NFL and the hypocrisy and the irony of the NFL allowing fans into their stadiums, but telling their players that they can't go to other games because it would be too dangerous. And I said, you know, Goodell conveniently will hide behind a state line, a state guideline when it's convenient for him. But as I stated, like, he doesn't respect other laws all the time. Like, you know what I mean? it doesn't matter whether you broke the law or not. You know what I mean? Oh, I'll do whatever I want, Roger Goodell. But it's a good point Jazz in our chat brings up. It's funny when with weed being legal in various states, Goodell doesn't go by the state guideline there, does he? Right? Listen, we all knew that sports owners were bad people and, you know, whatever. They are what they are, but now we see they don't care if you die. They really don't care. Like, as long as they make money, like, that's their, you know, we always knew, fine, corporations and businesses, hey, fine. You bought the team for billions of dollars. I don't have a problem with you making money back. But, like, to see that they really, like, they want to kill you, like, they don't care if they kill you, it's pretty crazy. It's pretty crazy. As well as, you know, you see, like, politicians as well. They simply do not care. Like, a good example is, so, you know, that, like, and, you know, we'll move on from this. I don't want to get, I'm not trying to turn this into a political segment, but, you know, I'm just talking about the irony and hypocrisy. So, you know, that basically Trump and they're pushing big time for schools to open. It's safe. Don't worry about it. Shut up. Schools are going to open. Well, you know what? It's interesting. The school that Donald Trump's son goes to will not be opening because it's too dangerous. So I love that, you know what I mean? Your kids can go to school, but their kids, nah, it's too dangerous. Like, you know, at some point, like, you know what I mean? You know, like it blows me away. All right, we'll get to Big Card Julio in a moment here. I just want to get people up to date as far as the Reds and the Marlins, both in a corona hell already. Both have issues already. And, you know, there's a lot of people that are out there that, you know, don't believe the virus. They don't think the virus is bad, blah, blah. And, oh, you see, they should be playing sports, and you see. And I said, listen, you could have started Major League Baseball season in April. You could have. You wouldn't have lasted, but you could have. Right? Like, everyone pats themselves on the back. I saw the other, oh, you see, look, you know, the sky didn't fall. We're playing baseball. No one's traveled yet. All right? You know, I called it. I said, give it a week, give it 2 weeks, and you're going to see the cases start to stack up, and teams are going to be wiped out. And, like, they, you know what I mean? They haven't gone anywhere yet. They've gone to one city. You know what I mean? Wait, now they're going, and they get on another plane, then they go to another hotel. Like, wait, let's start that up, and it's already happening. It's already happening. On Saturday, Cincinnati Reds lost Matt Davidson to the COVID injured list. One day after he was in their opening day lineup, the Marlins are reporting dealing with at least one positive test in their clubhouse, but they're not sure. They actually have four unnamed players test positive for coronavirus. Not at once yesterday, but basically there's been four of them. Basically, long story short, guys, the Marlins have coronavirus and it's not going away, right? One of them has it, and then, you know what I mean? Everyone else is fine, and 4 days later, somebody else has it now. And whatever, dude. Don Mattingly basically said, like, he knows. Like, yeah, we have coronavirus in the clubhouse here. Like, it's a problem. The Marlins, four unnamed players test positive to virus in the summer. They placed their catcher on the injured list for an undisclosed reason earlier in the week. They scratch Jose Urena from a scheduled start. Urena has coronavirus, as does Garrett Cooper and Harold Ramirez. So, dude, like, the Marlins, it's so bad right now. The Marlins play tomorrow, and they're not even leaving. They can't get on a plane right now because they're too sick. Marlins manager Don Mattingly also confirmed that they would not be traveling back to Miami from Philadelphia until Monday, the same day the Marlins host the Orioles in their home opener. As the Marlins right now are in their hotel waiting for the results of the more coronavirus test that they did today. Like, basically, they don't know. They got four guys that have it. They don't know who else has it. They don't want to get on a plane, and they're supposed to play tomorrow. The Cincinnati Reds. Mike Moustakas woke up this morning. He has it, or at least he's not feeling well. They think he has it. He's in isolation. And yeah, well, I guess he does because he's just been placed on the injured list. Yeah, I like how they said injured list. You see, like, this is what I'm talking about, these guys. No, it's not the injured list. You mean he has coronavirus? Not the injured list. Like, you see how, like, they casualize it? Just wait, guys. Like I said, oh, yeah, think about this. The Marlins got this. Now they have to go back to Florida and live in Florida. Yeah, this is going to end well. Like I said, we played three games and two teams. Like, one team can't even leave the city right now that they're in. They play tomorrow. And the Cincinnati Reds are, like, panicking. They don't know who has it, and they're all worried right now. I mean, I can go on. I mean, there's, I don't know, about seven guys, basically. Like, who doesn't have it on the Marlins? Like, right now. Let's bring in Big Card Julio. Big Card Julio. What's going on, Julio? Chicago in the house. What's up, my man?
Nothing says baseball's back like riding into under 9.5 on opening night with the A's and the Angels, only to wake up to see the over hit in extra innings on a walk-off grand slam. Glad to see baseball's back, Gabe.
Yeah, you know what? I'm not going to lie. We were on live when it happened, so we saw the first ever extra inning game to be decided like that. I was actually on the Athletics. But, yeah, get used to it. You know what? Mike Clevinger, the Cleveland Indian pitcher, so I just they lost. So, I don't know, like, did he not know? Because he's like, this is the stupidest rule ever. He goes, this is, like, the wackest crap I've ever seen in my life. He went on, like, a tirade about, like, the runner on second base. It's like, bro, like, were you even aware that, like, you know, you guys approved this, Clevinger? It's like Julio, he only found out now or something like that.
Well, it goes to show you just the miscommunication that is running rampant across Major League Baseball. Theo Epstein the other day admitted on the radio that he never got a memo for Major League Baseball in the expanded playoffs. So it goes to show you again what Major League Baseball is more concerned about these days.
What an operation Manfred's running. Doesn't even tell the GMs. Everyone's being exposed in this. In this for who they really are. And these people are just pure evil. It was heartbreaking tonight. I don't know hopefully you did better than we did tonight, Julio. I had TFC, flat performance, but it's like, all right, fine. They're going to lose. Doesn't matter. I have the under 2.5. Boom. Bunch of late goals. I have it under 3.5 in game as well. Bunch of late goals. TFC scores a garbage goal. Yeah, that game sucked. I lost like 350 or something on that game. And then the Whitecaps, a little bit better, Julio. I took the Caps plus 2 goals. Hey, it was a scoreless draw. I wish I would have taken a stupid draw, actually, in this game. That's where the value would have been. And I had under 2.5, but then I gave a little bit of it back, betting him in the penalty kicks. So what are you looking at, Julio? What do we got left? So EPL's done right now. So what do we have left?
We've got the English Championship playoff taking place with these teams trying to get promoted to the English Premier League. And it looks like in the first legs, they're pretty cagey, low-scoring affairs. You saw that earlier today with Brentwood taking on Swansea. Tomorrow morning, you have Cardiff taking on Fulham. Fulham are owned by the Jacksonville Jaguars ownership group. I'm going to take under 2.5 at minus 162. The last three innings have gone all under 2.5. Again, it's the first leg of a two-leg playoff, so give me under 2.5 in that one. MLS, both teams to score in over 2.5, minus 175, Sounders and LAFC. I'll also do both teams to score in over 3.5 in that matchup at plus 117. Give me under 10, Blue Jays Nationals. Waiting for the total in the Orioles-Miami Marlins game. Just thinking, again, it's just going to be chaotic for a Marlins.
It's up to 10.5, Julio.
I'd like to see it.
Up to 10.5. You get a better number even, actually. Nationals and Blue Jays.
I'll take a stab, Perfect. I'll take the hook. And then I'm placing the bet for Saturday because I think the number is going to go up. Over 1.5 goals first period, minus 139, Blackhawks Oilers. Let the puck pop on Saturday.
You're betting hockey already. Eh? Hockey on Saturday. Wow. Yeah, they got it in the bubble,
well,
I guess.
I'm just anticipating the number is going to jump up. It could even go to over 2 goals once more of the Pauly public get involved with this match, but minus 139, why not take a stab at Oilers Blackhawks for the
What's
over?
Gonna
I think a lot of these games will be high scoring.
What's going to happen, Julio, with are you doing Chicago? Are you doing the basketball? Is there basketball? Are you going to do it remotely or like what's going on with that?
Well, I'm still waiting. Like, Chicago State's in a similar boat to, say, like, the Idaho Vandals who are in the Sun Belt, Chicago State in the WAC. It's a lot of West Coast travel for Chicago State for conference basketball. Yeah. So we're still waiting on word. And with G League basketball, I'm anticipating the season will start right around December when the NBA re-tips off. But with college, I'm holding my breath here.
Yeah, I don't know. Like, you just heard me talking about the Reds and the Marlins situation. It's one thing to start, Julio. Like, same thing with football. Like, people don't realize that. It's like, yeah, you can start. It's once everyone's around each other all the time. Like, that's where it gets bad.
Right.
Like, it's, you know, like, people, they're naive. You know, they're just naive.
I just saw Oklahoma's opening their week one matchup against Missouri State August 29th for college football. So we'll see if that game even kicks off.
Yeah, you know what? I actually don't have a problem with it. If they're going to do – Oklahoma's not that bad, actually, for the Corona. It's kind of spread out, Oklahoma, you know what I mean? But, you know, the fan's a bad idea. But it's almost the idea of doing it earlier instead of later is probably a better idea, right? Like, you know what I mean? If I think things are going to be bad, man, in November and stuff. I think the college – these guys know it. A lot of college athletic directors basically wanted to start earlier, but it's hard to get the kids to do it. So – look, man, there's going to be the SEC and the Big 12. We know, it'll sort of be the red states will play. And, you know, I don't know what's going to happen in the Big 10. And, you see Rutgers, the entire team is in quarantine already. The entire team, right? Michigan State, they're all in lockdown right now as well. It's going to be a problem moving forward, but it's always a pleasure to hear from you, Julio.
Yeah, take care. Have a great week, everybody.
May the winners be yours. Well, we got full slate baseball. No line, though, right now for that Marlins game. Sports Rage late night. Bring it.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
You're listening to Sports Rage with Gabe Morenci.
Sports Rage late night. I am Morenci. The show's just flown by this evening. We'll be back on live with you at 6 o'clock Eastern game time decisions, and we'll be making some baseball game time decisions. So looking at the overnight numbers right now and games. You got the Angels at the Athletics, and you got the Blue Jays and the Nationals. I tell you what, the Braves are like plus 135 against the Tampa Bay Rays. And, you know, the Rays are a good team, but the Rays are so trendy this year that they're being priced pretty high. Like, that was the good thing about betting on the Tampa Bay Rays in last year and in past years. You know, it was always, you know, plus 106, minus 104. Like, nobody really believed in them. Nobody, you know, they have no-name players. The problem is now they're trendy, and the betting markets have priced them pretty high. I mean, should they be minus 156 favorites against the Atlanta Braves? Braves are a good baseball team. Where's our boy Kyle been tonight, actually? Where's Hamburg been in the ATL? You got the Cubs and the Reds, and in a shortened season, these division games are pretty big. Cubs are a minus 122, Reds plus 108. As it is right now with Folty on the hill for the Braves, I'm leading with the Braves as the underdog there. Plus 136. Milwaukee, big favorites at Pittsburgh, minus 164. New York Yankees and the Philadelphia Phillies. And our boy Yang's parlay, the parlay producer, got his heart broken by the Yankees. Would have won $370 if it wasn't for the Bronx Bombers. And now they get Joe Girardi a matchup. I think they play four straight, so it's two in Philly, and then they're gonna two in New York. Yeah, you All right, so we do have a number now, actually. So the Marlins just posted -150. Guys, I like to take the Baltimore Orioles here. Look, at Miami are in Philadelphia right now still. They're dealing with coronavirus. They're going to have a depleted roster. They're going to be tired. It's too bad it's Baltimore, but Baltimore could be the live play there. Check us out on Game Time Decisions. Other night, you're on your own later.
Ever wondered how a book gets made into a movie?
Or how to master the art of cooking?
Either way, we've got you covered with the Two Guys from Hollywood podcast. I'm Alan Nevins, a literary agent and talent manager.
And I'm Joey Santos, a columnist and celebrity chef.
On our podcast, we're going to be serving you a fresh perspective of the entertainment industry alongside our favorite celebrity guests.
As we like to say, we don't dish, we serve.
Listen and follow Two Guys from Hollywood on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to podcasts. We'll talk at you soon.